All right. Well, it is time for Campus Connection, and I do have some school board members and school officials here joining me in the studio to talk about tonight's meeting. And I'd like to start off with just some introductions. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Cheryl File.
Megan Litster.
And Erica Clue Painter.
Okay, great. Now, looking at the agenda, there's some old items, new items. One thing that you'll be looking at again is that nutritional policy. And since the last meeting, it's gone to the attorney to kind of review. And so you'll be kind of considering some of the changes and then whether to approve this. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually had a work session a week ago or so. And we sat down with Ginger and as a group went through the policy pretty much line by line and compared the gold standard to our policy to the policy that AASB puts out. So we have I think a pretty good policy, and it takes into account the gold standard and what AASB recommends, and has our own local spin on it. So yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, and it has been reviewed by our attorney as well, and any AASB policy also goes through that legal review process. So, yep, I think we're good to go with it.
And a lot, kind of along those same lines, I mean, speaking of food and nutrition, there's also a kitchen project going on that will be talked about at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You want to?
I can address that if you want. We have been slowly moving forward in lots of different ways with the kitchen remodel issue and trying to deal with the information that keeps coming to us from the state, which keeps changing as far as funding for that capital project. So we had made, or the board had made a decision in February actually to put out money to finalize and readjust the plans that have been started a few years ago in order to address some DEC requirements for a hood in the and vents in the cafeteria, and to potentially deal with some issues with dishwashers and that sort of thing. So as we're moving through the process and realizing that that is likely not going to be on a capital project list anytime soon due to the budget issues at the state level, and then we started getting some quotes for what the work was going to actually entail and the cost for it. It was way beyond what the board was comfortable with, what I was comfortable with, so we have pulled back on that at this point, and we have actually stopped the design work. We now own a certain amount of design work, which is fine. We can always use it somewhere in the future, hopefully. But the whole huge project is not going to go forward at this point, and we are just going to look at doing exactly what we need to do to meet the DEC requirements for the vent and the hood system for the stoves, and then that will probably be about it for right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
any other updates on school funding at this point? I mean, at least for public radio, it's kind of been a roller coaster of, are you funded? Are you not? How much? That kind of thing. And I'm sure it's no different. Do you have any new information on that?
Well, Megan could address some of that, too, because I think you just recently spoke with Senator Stedman this weekend.
You know what? We were not able to connect, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
But there was a meeting yesterday. There was a conference committee meeting where they were going to talk about school budgeting. It was last night, actually, so I don't know what the result of that was, but the most recent thing really has been so we had talked previously about we had the forward funding from House Bill 278, which they had cut in the original budget, and then they proposed new cuts, which was an additional 4.1% to the base student allocation that districts get, as well as a five-year moratorium on funding or reimbursing for the capital improvement project. So those things were still just kind of being talked about. I mean, there was another meeting last night, so we're waiting to hear the result of that meeting, because my understanding was after that meeting, it kind of was, what was done was done. So we need to find out what that is. And I check my updates a little bit obsessively to find out about that. But what's going to happen? Yeah. We don't know. So that the capital improvement moratorium, that is what comes into play with the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So they say 5 years before they'll kind of address any of those. So it's like, yeah, do we wait for 5 years on the kitchen? And right. So that's a little bit of background on that. And then the 4.1% is
it's still up in the air. And I think this point, this is the, you know, the session is supposed to be done on the 19th. They are already expecting that it might go another 3 days longer. And actually what they're saying is that this education funding issue is going to be one of the most contentious because of the vast difference between the House and Senate versions. Mm-hmm. So they have this conference committee with three members from the House and the three members from the Senate, and they are basically going to meet this week. They are not taking any more public testimony at this point into consideration. And what they have done so far is any of the items that were the same between the House and the Senate, they've agreed on. And then what they're going to do is now basically hash out between the ones that were, the ones that are vastly different. So that's where they are. And we don't have an answer on what that's going to look like. And it, for our district, that 4.1% looks like an additional $275,000 cut to our budget. So we're sitting here right now trying to offer contracts. We've already offered tenured. We're trying to offer non-tenure tonight so people can plan and so that the district can plan as well, because we are trying to get kids signed up for classes and trying to get schedules finalized. And so it makes it extremely challenging to do that. It's we're doing it a little bit with holding our breath. We're not going out there so far that we don't feel, you know, we're not being irresponsible, but it's very stressful. I mean, that's a huge hit. Talking about $275,000 in addition to another $150,000
from the Ford funding.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're talking about $500,000 out of the budget, which is substantial amount of money.
And so that doesn't address even the secure rural schools, which is a whole separate issue. But I do want to say something really cool I heard back from Representative Christ Tompkins was that Petersburg residents went out there and really advocated for schools through their contact with the legislators, and that was neat to hear back from him that they were getting a lot of response about supporting education funding, and a lot of it came from Petersburg. So that's neat to hear that our community is trying to kind of rally together and encourage them, and a lot of them said education is our top priority, and we'll see, I guess, this week how that plays out. But that was a neat thing to hear that our community is behind us.
Yeah, I heard back from several legislators saying the same thing. And also just, I think, the wraparound issues that a lot of us that have been testifying and doing this work the last few weeks, all of us, I mean, even I'm sitting there with Tom Abbott, you know, at the and all of us are trying to advocate for all of these issues, which are huge for us in Southeast Alaska, the education piece, the public broadcasting, you know, the ferry.
And they're all kind of tied together in
some
ways, too.
They're all tied together.
And you mentioned, you know, just planning ahead. And I know on the agenda tonight are those contracts for all of those staff. It looks like they'll be passed, I guess, so you can plan to have people working.
Yep. We're comfortable moving forward with where we are. We have had to make somewhat of a reduction to one of our employees who is already part-time, and we're going to have to reduce it a little bit more at this point with the hope that we might be able to increase it once we get some more answers in the next few weeks. But we're just trying to be as responsible as we can at this point and try to move forward with planning.
Keep staff there right now anyway.
Yeah.
What about the school board and Jean Ellis, the former president, resigned. Her last meeting was the last meeting. So, do you have people that have applied to be on the school board? Because the deadline, I think, was Friday, right?
Unfortunately, no. So, if there's anybody out there that's interested, if we decide to open it back up, put your letter in. We'll discuss that tonight if we want to, open that seat back up or not, or wait until October. So we'll just
so you don't need it for a quorum or anything. It's not it's not mandatory.
No, right now we have to have at least three for a quorum. So there's four of us. So as long as there's three.
Mm-hmm. So this seat would be temporary until the election.
Yes.
Okay.
We're hoping that someone would be interested so they can kind of figure out if this is what they want to do. I know that right now it's like we've had a lot of meetings this year, so maybe that's deterring people. But, you know, it's actually fun. You know, you get to know how the school works, mm-hmm. You know, because people don't understand how it works, where this funds come from and what we do and, well, why don't you do this? Well, we can't. So if you're interested and we do open it back up for people, then please apply.
Yeah, I think we would love to hear from people who are interested. Even if we decided tonight to wait till October, that's really not that far away, actually. So, but if we do open it back up, just between, you know, we have May, we take a little bit of break in the summer, so it's not a whole bunch of meetings, but it would be a nice opportunity for somebody. I started in May last year. It was perfect to sort of learn a little bit, get my feet wet, make a decision about whether I wanted to do it for a longer term come October, and so it's a nice chance to warm up to it and not be thrown right in there feeling like they need to know everything right away. You know, it gives you some time to warm up. So I hope people, if they're interested, they get in touch with Erica or...
Yep, and anytime if anybody does, you know, you can always approach any of the board members to ask their perspective as well. Or if people do want to come talk to me, they are welcome to do that or give me a call or come in if they're just wondering, you know, what does it really look like? And I'm sure probably there could be, I don't know, I don't want to read into people's motives, but you know, it's stressful right now. I mean, there's that, you know, so I don't know if that's part of it too, that maybe people are thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to get involved with all these budget cuts and, you know, potential, you know, people losing jobs or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. That might be deterring people a little bit too. And, you know, as I said, we are still extremely fortunate here in this district. We are not, I mean, I just listened to the
another Sitka story, right?
About Sitka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, the pool and staffing and all of these things. And I just keep thinking, oh my goodness, we are still sitting in a very, very enviable position where we can still responsibly reduce and carefully reduce and look at, you know, the big picture as a whole and do this responsibly even when all this chaos is kind of surrounding us. And that really is still, I think, the board's goal, and it's my goal as well, that we don't want to be hacking and slashing and being, we don't want to really act like the state right now, to be honest. It just it's not helpful. Doesn't help people's morale, doesn't help us provide good programming, doesn't help create a sense of stability, and I think that's what we want to do.
Well, we will find out more, I guess, tonight during the meeting. I'm sure you'll be talking about all of these subjects a little bit more and getting some votes on, say, if you're going to open up that school board position, mm-hmm. and about the contracts and whatnot. So, and that's, the meeting starts at 7 mm-hmm. at the Assembly Chambers. It's open to the public, but we will also be airing it here on KFSK in case folks can't make it there, but they want to stay informed and tune in. They can do that, too.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, thanks so much, everyone, for joining me today and giving us all that great information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good afternoon.
Thanks, you too.